The FCC has proposed a record fine, $3.6 million, against dozens of CBS stations and affiliates. It's over a scene in the crime drama Without a Trace that aired more than a year ago. It involved teenagers having sex, group sex, and an orgy scene. Joining us now to discuss how TV writers deal with the possibility of indecency violations is Lawrence O'Donnell. He's a writer and producer on The West Wing. And Lawrence O'Donnell, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you.
Now, before we get into how you cope with these kinds of matters in the writing room, let's talk about this particular episode of Without a Trace. I understand you've seen it. And the way the FCC report describes it, it sounds pretty lurid and something, yeah, I don't think I'd want my children to be watching.
It does. If I read only the newspaper accounts, my reaction would be very similar. But I've cheated and I've actually watched it. I watched it last night. And when you do that, you discover that nothing condemning that the FCC says about the episode is true. Absolutely nothing. There's not a single sexual act depicted. The kids are all dressed in what you would see at the beach. They are all dressed in their underwear in this scene. It's the FCC accuses the show of having depicted graphic sex. I have seen graphic sex. I have never seen it on commercial television.
Although in defense of the FCC, they are saying, yes, indeed, they're not actually showing nudity, but they are showing what is clearly sexual activity.
They're not. And Madeline, you will never know this because you will never see the episode, and the FCC knows this. CBS will never rebroadcast it. No local affiliate will ever rebroadcast it. So it will be discussed only this way, based on what the FCC has said about it and newspaper accounts. And most readers of the newspaper accounts are going to say, gee, you shouldn't show orgies on commercial television. Well, we don't. We never have. We never will.
Now let's get to how you operate as a writer. You write for The West Wing. Do you keep the FCC in the back of your mind?
Never once. The FCC's never crossed our minds. At The West Wing, we've dealt with abortion. We've dealt with all of the hottest, most difficult issues that face the country. We've done it relentlessly and without ever thinking about them because we know that we will never conduct the discussion in which anyone in the discussion has his or her shirt off. So you can do anything on a show like The West Wing, in which all sorts of, you know, horribly offensive ideas can be thrown around, and they have been thrown around, and we won't get a single complaint because everyone's going to be fully clothed during the discussion.
What about using obscenities?
Well, you can't, and that's what makes all of this very funny, because commercial television is extremely, extremely controlled speech to begin with. You have gangsters on commercial television who have never once uttered a profanity, never once. You have, you know, tough homicide cops who have never once said a bad word ever in their most angry moment. They've never done it. So commercial television is completely unrealistic all the time. We will leave this interview, and inside this NPR building, before I leave, I will hear words that cannot be said on this air or on commercial television, because I will hear real human beings speaking American, which includes all sorts of language that broadcasting doesn't admit exists.
Well, Lawrence O'Donnell, thank you very much for coming in and sharing your thoughts with us.
Pleasure.
Lawrence O'Donnell is a writer and producer on The West Wing.